Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been covering information about hormones with Dr. Erica Bradshaw. She's an integrative medical doctor.
Hi, Dr. Bradshaw. So glad you're with us today.
Hi there.
And thank you, listeners, for being with us. We have a lot of great information coming up. We've been talking, as Dr. V said, about hormones and what makes us so different from each other in relation to hormones, what makes us so similar. We've been talking a lot about men and women and our sex hormones, and that men and women both have estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. We all have them all. It's just how much we have in our body which makes it different. Hey, Dr. Bradshaw, let's continue with the next hormone I wanted to mention was progesterone, because I just recently learned a lot of neat things about progesterone that I didn't know either. And progesterone, again, most women know more about progesterone than men, but men also have progesterone. And we know that it helps, you know, progesterone helps maintain the pregnancy, and it plays that big role in women, but it does a lot more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it regulates the menstrual cycle. We know that. I use it in patients that have a propensity to losing babies, so it actually keeps the retention of the fetus during a pregnancy in high doses, which is very important for these women. And it helps with fertility, obviously. As you were discussing earlier, it helps with traumatic brain injury patients.
Which I thought that was really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that it actually reduces, they're seeing that it reduces the inflammation within the brain if you've been injured, and they're using it on brain injury patients. That's
probably
fascinating.
Yeah, they're probably using it in the NFL, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I wonder.
I know they're using oxygen for those patients.
Yeah, I wonder if they're getting an injection with progesterone.
I would think if you just rubbed it on their head.
Really?
Somehow,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? Well, it absorbs through the skin, doesn't
yeah.
it? So, you know, and I know that I read that the progesterone also helps with memory and cognitive ability, and it actually plays a role in insulin release. And if you have low progesterone, you could actually end up with diabetes.
Yes, if you give them too much, it could raise the blood sugar. So you have to watch that. Everything must be in balance.
And that's amazing, because that's what we say, the hormones in the endocrine system is so related to each other that one thing affects the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. And I also saw that progesterone actually inhibits the MAO enzyme, which a lot of people may understand that, the MAO enzyme having to do with depression and serotonin, which it breaks down serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter in our brain. And so low levels of progesterone, reading, results in people
To be depressed
mm-hmm. and actually using things that help them feel better, like smoking and alcohol
drinking,
and drugs.
Yeah.
So they're showing in research that it's actually being helpful for people who have addiction problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
We should put it in the water. What do you think?
I think we should with progesterone. So, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, a lot of men walking into our store always ask about testosterone, but they never ask about progesterone.
Very true. Very true.
You know, and you were mentioning that progesterone, you use progesterone to help men when they have prostate problems.
Mm-hmm. It helps them pee better.
So when they have frequent urination, it can help with that respect.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's interesting. Men don't know that. I don't think men know that.
We have to educate them.
That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. So, and I actually saw that symptoms of low progesterone in men, because it actually works similar to testosterone in the body. So low progesterone will be low libido, hair loss, weight gain, fatigue, impotence, muscle loss, all those things that we associate with testosterone.
And peeing a lot.
So it's amazing. I was just really, really impressed with the things that are going on with progesterone.
Similar.
And what they're using it for.
Very similar.
Yeah. As far as testosterone. So I'm going to go get myself some progesterone. Actually, I take progesterone. What am I talking about?
Oops.
Yeah. I actually progesterone. Yeah. I need more. Actually, I do the bioidenticals, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. If you answer for our listeners, how do you test people for the hormones, and then what do you recommend?
I usually start up with a 24-hour urine test, because that helps us see if the patient is at risk for cancer. That would be the women. More likely in the men. I think men are simpler, so I usually do a blood draw on the men.
And do you do the saliva?
I do the saliva afterwards. So for a man, I might do the saliva and maybe a blood test at the same time, because I like to see and compare and contrast between the two tests, because no three tests, there's three different tests, saliva, urine, and blood. All of them are different, and all of them have pros and cons.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, you know, I might do, this week I did a saliva test on someone, and the levels were elevated. Well, maybe she didn't drink enough water before or swish her mouth out. The hormones look concentrated. So then I had to do a blood test to make sure that, you know, everything was okay. It wasn't too high. And then I go with their symptoms at that point, because there was no complaints.
So now what do you use in your practice as far as, and you test all the hormones. I mean, when you do a test like that, you're testing the estrogen, the progesterone, the testosterone.
Yeah.
You're also probably testing DHEA
and cortisol. And the insulin.
Okay. So you do much more than what we're talking about here. These specific ones, you do a broader test on all the different types of hormones. That's great.
Yeah.
And then what happens if they have an imbalance? What do you do at that point?
Well, I a lot of times use my intuition. So you're asking about the treatments, what
yes.
kind of hormones I would use. I use biomimetic, bioidentical hormones. So they're made from plant precursors like soy or yam, and they're made to look identical to what your body would or should be producing or isn't producing. So I don't use a lot of patented products. I know there are a few bioidentical patented products on the market, but some people might be allergic to some of the oils in them. Like, you know, I don't want to name one, but one of them has peanut oil in it. So there might be a relationship with mycotoxins with that. So I like to keep it a little more pure. And I use compound pharmacies. And there are some pharmacies, some regular pharmacies that are starting to utilize that. So depends on where I would send them to.
Okay.
But there are some really good compound pharmacies.
And how do they take those? Do they take them in a cream or?
They might take, I usually lean toward lozenges. Not all the hormones you could take in a capsule, but lozenges, creams, or capsules usually. Sometimes injectables if it's testosterone.
Ah, very good. Okay, well, Let's let the listeners know. Now, I know that you have a special for the radio listeners, don't you? Where you're giving a little bit of a special
for
our listeners?
Yeah, we're giving $30 off if you mention that you heard it here.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so, off the first visit.
And tell them how to contact you again.
I'm at 813-810-1688. And my girls in the office will kind of triage you and determine which office is best for you.
And that's
Which
either
location?
Brandon or Tarpon Springs.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Bradshaw.
You're welcome,
Great
guys.
Great information. And, you know, we have a lot of those, as Dr. Bradshaw mentioned. There are some products that are actually made bioidentical from the plants that you can actually find in the store as well, like the progesterone creams and other things that we didn't talk about, like pregnenolone and DHEA.
Yeah, there's some really good companies, and I think you might have them in the store that make the progesterone creams, and I think that's a great start for someone who hasn't seen a bioidentical doctor or integrative doctor.
Wonderful. Okay, listeners, give Dr. Bradshaw a call if you're interested in getting your hormones checked. It's very, very important.
And her number again, 813-810-1688, 813-810-1688. You can also go to drericabradshaw.com to check out her website. Also, you can check us out through gulfcoastnutrition.com. Give us a call if you need more information about that. And also...
Come by the store.
I was
going to
say,
us.
Our store at Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Plaza in Palm Harbor. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Thanks for listening.